district running 2 hours behind schedule today. It is 35 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. House Republicans have passed a budget blueprint meant to help President Trump deliver on his agenda. The final tally was 217 to 15, three Republican lawmakers flipping their votes after heavy lobbying from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We got it done. We had the requisite number of votes to move this process along, and now passing the budget resolution in the House, it will go to the Senate.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine and the U.S. have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals in exchange for hundreds of millions in U.S. military aid. President Trump announcing that his administration plans to sell a gold card, his version of a green card, that will cost $5 million. Trump saying it will give wealthy people an expedited route to citizenship. The FAA says a Southwest Airlines plane landed safely at Chicago Midway after a close call with a business jet that entered the runway without authorization. This is ABC News. Health experts say an unknown illness first discovered in three children who ate a bat has rapidly killed more than 50 people in northwestern Congo over the past 5 weeks. The Trump administration's overhaul extends to media organizations, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Moving forward, the White House press pool will be determined by the White House press team. Legacy outlets who have participated in the press pool for decades will still be allowed to join, fear not, but we will also be offering the privilege to well-deserving outlets who have never been allowed to share in this awesome responsibility.
The White House Correspondents Association says presidents must not be able to choose their own press corps. The WNBA's Diana Taurasi is retiring after 20 seasons, bringing an end to one of the greatest careers in women's basketball with nearly 10,646 points. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, scattered light rain and drizzle through late morning, a few sun peaks later today. A high of 48, east to southeast winds around 5. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 30. Thursday, variable clouds and breezy, a few sprinkles and flurries possible, a high of 42. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 29. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and very windy, a high of 52. For Saturday, partly cloudy and much cooler, a high of 29. Right now in WRCO, we have an east-northeast wind at 3 miles per hour and a trace of precipitation here this morning and a check of yesterday, a little bit of light rain in there as well. There could be a few slippery spots this morning. The Kickapoo School District will be running 2 hours late today. Some of the shaded areas and back roads with a few slippery spots this morning. So again, Kickapoo will run all buses and classes 2 hours late. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day, Wednesday, February 26th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. That was Maggie May with our national anthem. Once again, there could be a few slippery spots out there today. Kickapoo Schools running 2 hours late. That's the only district that we have heard from. We've heard from a couple of folks saying that there are some slippery stretches. So do be careful today along your way.
I was alone, so afraid. He came along, calling my name. He took my fear and in its place, Jesus spoke peace to me. He came along, calling my name, giving a song, filling my heart with melody. Jesus is all I need. Sang it again, love lifted me, feeding my soul with manna so sweet, shining his light.
We start the day in a positive way with Gene Watson and Jesus is All I Need. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you. Good to be here again to keep you company with the old Light in the Milk House show. After lots of WIAA girls tournament basketball last night, we'll check the scoreboard in about 10 minutes today. And also the Bucks and Badgers and Marquette all playing last night as well. Badgers and Marquette winning. The Bucks not able to win yesterday. More coming up in a few. Here's Tom T. Hall as we start those chores.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. that must belong to his great uncle. Someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mose you down and look it over, that won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress. You know, some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say she took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military taps? I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace, but trouble is the fella owes me $40.
My wife with another man, and it cost me $99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend, and so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden saying, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night, and so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Mike Shelton on WRCO, the story of Old Red. Always like those dog songs. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 10:45 until 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. To book a time to give blood or platelets, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. A reminder from our community calendar today as we get set for the week, what it has to hold, and the beginning of March already on Saturday. Kickapoo Schools, 2 hours late today. That's the only district we've heard from. Reports of maybe a few slippery areas out there today with some rain. 0.04 of an inch of rain so far. And we're at 35 degrees. Here's Johnny Rodriguez.
I don't want to tell you that it's over. That we're through, but we can hardly look at one another. I guess leaving is the best thing I can do. We used to be fools for each other.
It is 18 minutes after 5. Good morning from the Light in the Milk House Show. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel. 519, an update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. In girls basketball, it was the beginning of the WIAA tournament last night. Ithaca came from behind to defeat Highland 57-52. It was Belmont over Boscobel 72-47. Waseca Steuben beat Seneca 60-39. Hillsboro 45, Royal 36. Kickapoo 49-23 over Plum City Elmwood. Cashton 61, Wanewoc Center 20. Potosi Cassville 50-46 over DeSoto. Elsewhere last night, Schulzberg a winner against Benton 72-21. It was a victory for Blackhawk over Southwestern 63-33. River Ridge 54-16 over North Crawford. Aliva Strum got the win against Lafarge 62-25. Division 4 games last evening, a win for Parkview over Riverdale 50-48. New Glarus beat Fenimore 50-39, Lancaster 64, Iowa Grant 50, Darlington beat Westby 51-23. Division 3, the year came to an end for Richland Center as they lost to Broadhead 63-20. River Valley continues on with its season with a 54-44 win against Dodgeville. Among the games last night, and it was Reedsburg over Portage 62-22 in girls basketball. Boys basketball, Richland Center over Portage 77-61. Wisconsin Heights beat Weston 63-43 and Poinette over Mauston 70-65. John Blackwell had 24 points and 10 rebounds as 11th-ranked Wisconsin bounced back from a disappointing defeat with an 88-62 victory over Washington. John Tanjay added 13 for the Badgers, who had lost in overtime on Saturday as well. Well, Badgers will be back into action at number 8 Michigan State on Sunday. Ben Gold scored a career-high 17 to help number 21 Marquette beat Providence 85-52. And Jalen Green had 25 last night, leading the Rockets past the Bucks. Final score of 100-97. Boston 111, Toronto 101. Cleveland beat Orlando 122-82. New Orleans over San Antonio 109-103. Memphis in overtime over Phoenix 151-148. Golden State 128, Charlotte 92. And the Lakers got the win against Dallas 107-99. The Brewers beat Cleveland yesterday in Interleague Exhibition Baseball by a final of 9-6. Cubs 4-2 over Arizona, and Toronto beat the Cardinals 3-2 among the spring games. That's a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck family of dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck family of dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
34 degrees at WRCO, so far 5/100ths of an inch of rain. There are some slippery areas. In fact, one of our good listeners called in to say that they did a little bit of a slip on the tush this morning there. So be careful. The side roads and even gravel roads, they are a little bit slippery. And a lot of times the first roads to go bad this time of year, that frost starts to creep out of the ground a little bit. So it makes it a little more treacherous. Be careful as you head out and about today. And take it cool, especially when you do the aerobic polka. Here we go.
Sweet wine, what a pleasure that it was. I never had the kind. It brought new life to me, some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Oh, the strawberry raspberry, good wine that I drank. There are friends gather round, laughing I do thank. Oh, the strawberry Last night I met the sky with charming grace was she. I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. Oh, ain't she handy joy, asked it for a time. And ain't she asked of me to taste that fruit of wine. Oh, the strawberry, raspberry, the wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, let off the night and bang. Oh, the strawberry, raspberry, the wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, let off the night and bang.
Go.
Okay, one called Strawberries Raspberries.
This Richie Yurkovich and the band Strawberries and the Raspberries Polka right there. Getting it going here today officially. Hopefully you didn't slip around too much on that one. Farm News and Markets coming up. Here's some old Keith Whitley.
Everybody talks about the California quakes, but the first time I ever felt the earth shake was in Miami. When Amy touched me, oh, it shook me. I told her I loved her and I wanted to stay, but she said, be sure and I'll call you in LA. Even in a taxi, I could hear my telephone ring, calling me from Miami, Miami. What took you so long? I thought you'd never call. That's all she had to say. Goodbye, LA. Now once again I'm Miami bound. Can't wait till this plane touches down, cause I know Miami will be waiting at that Miami gate. I can't wait, Miami, what took you so long? I thought you'd never call. Miami, oh Miami, Miami, Miami loves me after
Keith Whitley on WRCO. Scattered light rain and drizzle through late morning. A few peaks of sun possible later today. A high of 48. Partly cloudy tonight. A low of 30. 42 with a few sprinkles and flurries possible on Thursday. Right now in Richland Center, winds around 2 from the east-northeast. We have received 5/100ths of an inch of rain this morning. And we're at 34 degrees. The only district we've heard from that's changing schedule, the Kickapoo Area School District will be beginning 2 hours behind schedule with a late start today. We'll keep you posted here on a Wednesday morning. Drive carefully. Side roads a little bit could be a little bit suspect today as well.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Trade with U.S. neighbors remains a priority. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, a grain and oilseeds economist says he expects demand for corn to remain strong in Mexico, even amid potential new tariffs from the Trump administration. Tanner Emke with CoBank tells Brownfield,
I'm optimistic that we're going to maintain that export pace into Mexico because of their supply-demand situation. They are short on stocks, and because we have not seen an all-out trade war with Mexico unfurl.
He says replacing U.S. corn imports from countries like Argentina or Brazil could prove more challenging for Mexico. The Canadian Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food says fair trade between the U.S. and Canada remains a top priority. Lawrence McCauley says any disruption in trade, including tariffs, would be devastating to the ag sector. During the 2025 National Association of State Departments of Agriculture winter meeting, he said the U.S. and Canada relationship is essential to maintaining North American agriculture. McCauley says he's looking forward to working with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on the 2026 review of the USMCA agreement. Many U.S. winter wheat growing areas recently experienced bitterly cold temperatures. While that might have lowered yield potential, Brownfield Commodity Market reporter John Perkins says there might not be any firm answers for a while.
Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield we won't really know the extent of any winter kill damage on this year's U.S. winter wheat crop until it emerges from dormancy and harvest gets underway this spring.
We've had year after year after year where we've killed the crop 18 times during winter, and come to find out, if we just get a normal spring rain, we can get a crop to harvest. So the winter kill argument is often very valid from a psychological basis, but making it actually match up to exact yield hits is often a little more difficult there.
I'm John Perkins on Brownfield.
The National Chicken Council wants the Food and Drug Administration to change a rule it says would put millions of unused eggs back into the market. Dr. Ashley Peterson says the council's petition to FDA seeks to allow eggs from the broiler industry to enter the breaker market where eggs are pasteurized and processed for food ingredients.
Making products such as cake mixes or egg noodles or mayonnaise or other type of commodities like that.
Peterson says good eggs are discarded by the broiler chicken industry if they are not needed for hatching.
We estimate that there could be about 360 million eggs per year, and essentially since 2009, we've been throwing that many eggs away, unfortunately, because of this FDA rule.
The National Chicken Council has asked the FDA for regulatory discretion to allow the unrefrigerated eggs to enter the breaker market, where they can quickly take some market pressure off the layer egg supply. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Get ready to roll for a great cause.
The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet, typical for a Tuesday. Early asking prices surfaced around $200 plus live in the south, while the north remained quiet. Bids were elusive. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves under 600 pounds all sold with a firm to higher undertone. Steer 600 to 650 pounds were firmed to $5 higher. Several groups of steer 750 to 800 pounds were firmed to $3 higher. Feeder heifers all sold with a sharply higher undertone. The USDA says demand was very good on a light to moderate supply, with overall quality very good as calves and yearlings all sold on an active market. Medium and large one feeder steer 602 to 638 pounds brought $318.50 to $344. Feeder steer 771 to 798 pounds brought $272 to $278.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer 601 to 629 pounds brought $286 to $309. Box beef was higher on good demand for solid offering. Choice was up 59 cents at $314.32. Select closed 16 cents higher at $304.13. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down nearly 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts and were bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork globally has been strong, and that's helping provide some support to the market. Domestic demand has been struggling with consistency. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and slaughter pace. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 24 cents higher, with a weighted average of 88.84. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.99 higher, with a weighted average of 89.65. In the Western Corn Belt, closed $1.85 higher, with a weighted average of 89.51. Pork values ended the day lower, down 278 at 95.65. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 11,000 on the weekend, down more than 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of widespread direct business, with box beef higher at midday. And lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were mixed, and corn was steady to lower, with both continuing to watch weather in South America. March beans were up 2 1/4 at 1031 and a quarter. May was 1 1/4 higher at 1048 and 3/4. March corn was down 2 3/4 at 479 and 3/4. May was 2 3/4 lower at 494 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up, with box beef higher at midday, getting ready for direct business. April live was 62 higher at 195.72, and June was up 85 at 192.25. March feeders were $1.92 higher, 274.22. And with pork lower at midday, April hogs were down 82 at 86.57. May lean was 90 lower at 90.60. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farm women tend to bear a great responsibility for childcare, and the strain is evident. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farms can be a great environment for kids, but also a dangerous one, which puts even more pressure on the person who is generally the primary child care provider, mom. When rural sociologist Hannah Budge and her colleagues did a health and safety study focusing on farm women, they found that safety was a top concern.
We found that the women were very aware, like, yes, we know there's dangers involved. Like, sometimes I would rather not have my child in the site, but I don't have any option. I've got these children here. They maybe can't access childcare because they maybe can't afford it. They maybe can't access it if they're in a very rural area.
Budge's co-author on the study, Florence Beacott, expands on that.
Over 60% of our rural counties in the U.S. are categorized as a childcare desert. What are we going to do about this? Because again, there are folks who do not want kids to go to daycare, but we've talked to farm parents, is there are plenty who would use it if it was available. So what can we do at the community level, state level, federal level, so that there are more resources available so that people can focus on the farming and have options?
Budge and Beacott return tomorrow. You can learn more about their work on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Two dairy organizations are suing Wisconsin's Attorney General. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative have filed a lawsuit against Josh Call, Wisconsin's Attorney General. They are challenging his decision to outsource the department's environmental litigation work. Kim Bremer is the executive director for Venture Dairy Cooperative.
Attorney General has taken money from New York University's Law Center's group. It's a climate center. It's called the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center. And used that money to hire a special assistant attorney general who is in charge of environmental litigation.
The New York University's primary funding source is Michael Bloomberg, and it launched the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center in 2017. Bremer says the privately funded center has a track record of advocating for policies that are harmful to farmers. She says the cooperative's members, many of which are large dairies, wanted to proceed with the lawsuit.
The attorney general didn't really have the authority to enter into this agreement, and it violates constitutional principles, denies due process and equal protection under the law to our farmer members.
That lawsuit was filed in Calumet County, Wisconsin Circuit Court. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Tuesday with no trading activity except for powder on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 53.5 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 188 with no sales. Barrels went down 0.75 cents to 179.25, no sales. Butter down 2.5 cents at 234.5 with no sales. Non-fat dry milk went down 2.5 cents to 120. 10 sales were recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Good morning. Kickapoo School's 2 hours late today because of slippery roads on their side roads. There are a few slippery areas this morning, especially some of the seal-coated roads or gravel roads today, so be careful. A high of 48 today. A few peaks of sun could happen later in the day. We have picked up 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios already this morning. Checking the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, and we're up to 36 degrees. This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show, Wednesday edition.
There's a lot of strange men in cell block 10, but the strangest of them all was a friend of mine who spent his time just staring at the wall, staring at the wall. In his hand was a note that his gal had wrote, and it proved that crime don't pay. Was the very same gal he robbed and stole for, naming her wedding day, naming her wedding day. As he looked at the wall, so strong and tall, I could hear him song. Nobody at all ever climbed that wall, but I'm gonna be the first. I'm gonna be the first. The warden walked by and said, "Son, don't try. I would hate to see you fall. There is no doubt they would carry you out if you ever touch that wall, ever touch that wall." A year's gone by since he made his try, but I can still recall how hard he tried and the way he died, but he never made that wall. Never made that wall. There's never been a man ever shook this can, but I know a man who tried. The newspapers called it a jailbreak plan, but I know it was suicide. I know it was suicide.
Freddie Hart and the Wall on WRCO, a story song for you today. Tony Schumacher gives us the story on weather coming up this morning in just a few minutes. Here's John Cash.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you old man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you old man. Other suit to the Salvation Army and everything else I leave behind. I ain't taking nothing that'll slow down my traveling while I'm untangled in my mind. I ain't gonna repeat what I said anymore while I'm breathing air that ain't been breathed before. Be as gone as a wild goose in winter, then you'll understand, you'll man, meditate on it. Understand, you'll man, you hear me talking, honey. Understand, you'll man, remember what I told you. Understand.
Starts to pour you. Come on back where you belong.
Bobby G. Rice. Well, it's raining like a summer shower out there today outside the WRCO studios. At least the old vibe is getting the salt washed off it today.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, just a little bit damp across the region this morning as a low-pressure system spins across southern Wisconsin. The light rain from this should move out of here by late this morning, and temperatures will still be relatively mild here for late February. Might even catch a few sun peaks this afternoon. Tomorrow looks like a breezy and somewhat cooler day as a cold front slides in from the north. May produce just a couple of sprinkles and flurries, although the better chance of snow showers tomorrow morning will be in parts of north and east Wisconsin. Friday, yet another storm system will be sliding out of southern Canada down through upper Michigan. Along and north of its track, some heavy snow expected in upper Michigan. Around here, though, mainly dry conditions. The big story with it will be some strong winds. Could have wind gusts out of the west up to 40, 45 miles an hour for Friday afternoon. So watch out for some damage to weak tree limbs and difficulty driving as well. Otherwise, a chilly start to the weekend before some more warming kicks in early next week. Here's today's forecast. Scattered light rain and drizzle through late morning. A few sun peaks later this afternoon with a high of 48. East-southeast wind around 5 miles an hour, becoming westerly later. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 30. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy. A few sprinkles and flurries are possible with a high of 42, wind northwest between 10 and 20. Heading into Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, rather windy. Low temperature 29 with a high near 52. For Saturday, partly cloudy and much cooler, low 19 with a high of 29. On Sunday, a cool start but lots of sunshine with light winds, low about 13, high up to 36. Monday, more spring-like with partly sunny skies, low 23, high 46. And by Tuesday, a chance of light rain by the later part of the afternoon, high 48. Maybe it could mix with some snow out there late Tuesday night to early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
36 degrees at WRCO Radio with some light rain today. Yesterday's high was 51. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain. Record high for this date, 68 in 2024. So that was a year ago we set the record. Record low, 24 below zero back in 1967. Last year's high was 68 and the low, 26. Sunset will happen at 5:46 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be at around 6:44. Right now, the winds are from the southwest at 4 miles per hour, barometer at 29.69, and we have picked up 19/100ths of an inch of rain. All of that since just a little after 5 this morning. Before that, we had just a trace of precipitation. We have a delay of school in the Kickapoo Area School District, 2 hours late for Kickapoo today. That's the only school that we've heard from that will be changing its schedule.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news at 6, is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. Also by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and service delivered with integrity. Also, Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A win for House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a budget blueprint meant to deliver on President Trump's